Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And if you have just woken up this morning, Australia have beaten Denmark in the soccer, the World Cup.
Tell you what, if not everyone was into it, they are now.
Yeah.
Australia have just gone further than they've gone, well, equally as far as they've
since
gone ever
2006.
Before.
2006. And here's the goal from Matthew Leckie, courtesy of SBS.
Cups back inside, one way, then the other. He scores for Australia. Matthew Leckie embraces the moment for the Socceroos.
And I tell you, another man who's happy is Richard Peel, the chairman of the Central Coast Mariners, because each day that Australia remain alive could mean another $45,000 for the CC Mariners, because each player, thanks to FIFA, they've put aside a huge amount of money to be distributed to clubs around the world for the use of their players during the World Cup. So the Mariners have got three players.
Three players. Unprecedented.
We've got Garang, Jason and Danny Vukovic. Plus, you know, you look behind the scenes, Rob, we've got like Graham Arnold used to coach here. Clarkey, Andrew Clark used to play here. Tony Vidmer, associated coaches. Matty Ryan, Mitchell Duke and Kylie Rowles. Also, Kylie Rowles, I should say, pulled on the Navy and yellow before heading overseas. So it's a huge...
massive coast contingent.
Very much so. So each chat remains alive. $10,000 each day for each player, including the week-long lead-in. So that's a huge amount of money for the Mariners. And a man who was associated with the Mariners, he was the coach, and he was also the mayor of this place. He's doing the green and gold ambassador for the Socceroos Army. He's over there this morning, Laurie McKinnon. Good morning, Laurie.
Hey, Laurie.
Good morning, boys. How you doing? Sorry, the voice is a bit croaky.
Yelling
surprise,
out a
surprise.
Bit.
Just yelling a wee bit. It was quite stressful, you know, after we found out that the French had turned up against Tunisia and rested nine players and got beat 1-0, you know, it meant we had to win the game. And then Leckie scored that goal and the place just went bananas. And it was just brilliant. A great night. The Aussie fans were brilliant. And believe it or not, everybody tells you things that you can't do here. Well, we've just dropped three quarters of the bus off at the Goat, the pub in one of the hotels. So we've just dropped them off at the pub and they're all going to get in there and get pissed.
Oh, <yeah. laughs>
Nothing wrong with getting pissed on a Thursday morning, mate.
Well, it's Wednesday night here, so we're allowed it. But nah, it's been great. The night, the game, the boys probably wasn't as polished as it was against Tunisia, but to dig in there, defence is laid. The boys are putting the bodies on the line, and Matt Ryan had a couple of crucial saves. The big boy Suter, again, was outstanding. Rose was outstanding at the back. Mitch Duke, the ex-Mariners boys, he led for the front. And you're right, but to say, the boys will pick up a lot of money. $45,000 a day to get is what the longer they're in that tournament. So it's great for the Mariners. And I heard you on the intro, a lot of these boys, Danny's there, Redman's there, Matt Ryan's there, they're all ex-Mariners boys, along with Clarkey and Biddy and Army as well. So it's a great show for the club.
It is like when you look at it, it is a massive, massive reflection of the Mariners, isn't it?
What?
It's a massive reflection on how good the Mariners are as a club, Loz.
Oh, no. From day one, you know, day one we had Jedinak and these guys. A lot of boys went through and played with the Socceroos all the way through. And it's credit to the club that these boys have came to the club and then they moved on and went on to bigger and better things. And that's what the Mariners have always done that. And it's helped them survive as well. We're making a lot of transfers as well.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to party for the Socceroos, I think, because they're all being told to go straight to bed, no social media. They're taking it very seriously, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, they met with the families the other day, and I think they're meeting with the families tomorrow, but they'll not be doing any partying. No chance of that. The fans will, but a lot of the fans actually leave on Saturday. But fortunately, my flight...
I think we've lost Loz.
Yeah, we've lost Loz in... We've got you back there,
got
mate.
Got you back there, so, mate. Hey, listen, lastly, mate, are we going to be playing Argentina or Saudi Arabia? Do you know what? What's the score, do you think?
I'm not sure yet. We've not heard, so we don't know who we're going to be playing, but I'm just lucky that our flights, mine's and Christine's flights, home on Sunday, so I'll be at the game. I don't care who we play.
All right, mate.
So I just know I'm going. I just know I'm going to another game.
That'll and the do. Ambassador for the Green and Gold Army, Laurie McKenna, former mayor, Central Coast Mariners coach. Thanks for joining us from over in Qatar this morning, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.